welcome back to Beyond Reproach.
Hello and welcome. Yeah. This is Stephanie Domingo.
Tux Lurzel over here.
We be drinking, we be swearing.
We sure fucking do.
Look at you doing both. Showing off.
Drinking and swearing.
Tux has such a grin on his face right now. He is so excited. We come to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn, where we record on land belonging to the Lenape Nation, a nation that is one of many still very much out here doing its thing, and we'd like to acknowledge that. This is the show where this is the mini, where we talk about whatever we want, because we don't have no format.
Mm-hmm. Formats are so 2020.
They died. Like much of our soul in 2020.
They died of COVID. Oh, no.
No, Tim. No, no, no. It's too soon. See, this is what haps. Haps. Wow. I have not had one sip. I was going to say, this is what happens when Tux has 2 tablespoons of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Too real.
I'm the worst. So it is officially season 4.
Season 4.
I'm very excited. This is going to be the best season yet.
Yes. Our baby's in preschool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're learning how to play with others right mm-hmm. now, away from us, which is great.
Yes. Wearing masks.
Yes. Doing the right things. Mm-hmm. Being responsible. Being a responsible 4-year-old.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, our 4-year-old would be the most responsible.
The most responsible.
So, welcome to season 4. Feel free to insert some Jamaican air horns there, yes, Tim. Yes. We hope you guys all had a great summer, as we certainly did.
We took a real break.
It was phenomenal.
Oh, it was so necessary.
Absolutely necessary. Yeah. But we did some things on our break. We had, we participated in a live show for Hashtag History's 2-year podiversary extravaganza.
It was really fun.
We had such a blast.
Yeah, we were with Herstory on the Rocks mm-hmm. and Drinking the Kool-Aid podcast.
Mm-hmm. And such the Women's Museum of San Diego, yes. I believe. San Diego.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really fun. Mm-hmm. If you guys didn't get a chance to check, I don't know if it's on like YouTube or anything, but if you didn't get a chance, you really missed out.
Yeah, you snoozed and lost. Uh-huh. I do think it is on YouTube.
Okay.
I think that they
mentioned. If it is, I'll check with Rachel. If it is, we'll put it in the show notes. Yeah. If not, it's your fault for not tuning in. Yeah. let's see, what else? Oh, we took a little trip to the Adirondacks. We stayed in a ADK. Fancy log cabin. Well, not really a log cabin, but a cabin of
a
sorts.
Cabin.
It was sort of like a chalet.
Yeah, looking. It was very loggy inside.
Yes. Yeah. There was a squirrel that tried to come live with us for a little bit.
Oh my God. A baby squirrel that was so like aggro for no reason.
Yeah.
Was like trying all the doors to get in.
Mm-hmm. Like, it did get in like one of the windows at some point. It like came in, saw us sitting in the living room and was like, whoop, and went right back out the window. But that was phenomenal. It felt like almost like a real vacation.
Yeah. We like went to little local stores. We bought like knickknacks and paddywhacks mm-hmm. and
we gave a dog a bone.
We did. We gave dogs many, many a bone.
we went hiking. We went swimming. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of day drinking happened.
Oh my God, so much day drinking.
Because we are us.
Uh-huh. We spent, there were 5 of us and we went for an entire week. But I swear, we spent, like $500 at Total Wines in preparing for this.
And this is a discount wine retailer, a discount. Uh-huh. So just imagine.
It was vacation.
Vacation. We've been through a lot and it was just nice to catch up with people. We were, you know, drinking by the fire. Mm-hmm. We didn't have shit to do.
Yeah.
So it was, we weren't like perpetually drunk. No. We were actually doing things. I read 2 books during that time. Don't judge me.
I read nothing. But it was really nice to have a real break this summer. It gave us some time to reflect and think about the show. You probably remember last season when we came back from our break, we decided to change our minisode format a little bit. Basically, in changing the format, we just dumped the format and now we just do whatever we want.
Yes.
And it feels so much better.
Oh, it is.
It felt like a very necessary and positive change. So
it was growth.
Yes, absolutely. So to that end, we decided to make another change to our format this season. And you've probably already noticed, if you listened to last week's episode, that there was only one story featured in the last episode.
Yes.
And that's because we have some pretty big changes happening in season four. We have really, really enjoyed the format that we started with and we've been using for the first three seasons. We think that you guys probably have enjoyed our format too.
Yeah, they've loved it.
But some of the biggest complaints, not biggest, but most frequent complaints that we get are that the episodes are too long and that they aren't released often enough. So yes. To kind of kill two birds with one stone and fix those issues, we've decided to split our stories up and release them as individual episodes so that there will be two individual episodes that will both hopefully be under an hour and will be released more often. We're still going to be recording them the same way. We're still sitting down in one big long session, meaning that the second story that we tell in the month will be more drunker than this, yes. The first story.
Yes.
A little bit more animated than the first story, but that's just because we're recording them all at once, even though they're being released separately.
Yeah. That is a good note.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And since we do enjoy our new minisode format so much, and it feels so much looser and more free, we've also decided to add an extra minisode per month just to make sure that we have new things coming at you each and every Monday, every week.
It'll give us an opportunity to be like more topical,
yeah.
with what we talk about.
Oh, the minisodes.
The
yeah,
minisodes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we could like cover something that happened in the news, or just it could be overflow.
Yes.
It's, you know, again, it's up to us because we don't have a format mm-hmm. that's rigid.
We're anymore. In control here.
Yes. Not the man.
So I just want to say thank you to Tim for yes. agreeing to go along with us with these changes. Tim is a very busy man. He has a booming business of his own. And we know that taking on a little bit extra work to do this is a big stretch for him. But everyone say thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
And feel free to send us some money on Patreon so yes. we can throw some nickels at Tim yes. as well.
We plan to be doing a lot more with our Patreon this season. For those who are already subscribed, you know that we release videos, once a month?
Once a
kind
month,
of.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a space where we're showing a little bit more of ourselves. I was going to say myself. We're revealing ourselves.
Yes.
In the way that you're thinking.
Yes.
We're winking and being very coy on Patreon. It's like it's our OnlyFans. Yeah. It's not our OnlyFans. But it's a space where we're just, you know, creating different types of complimentary content.
Yes.
For y'all. So check it out.
Definitely check it out. And we will throw all of those nickels directly at Tim.
Yes. The hardest working member of Team Beyond Reverse
absolutely.
By far.
Yes. So that's the plan for season four. Oh, we also, because we're going to be splitting up our episodes, I'm also going to be doing two cocktails now per month instead of just having one that goes along with the first story of the episode. Each episode will have its own signature cocktail. Mm. At least that is the plan for now. I do have some sort of big things happening in my personal life.
Yes.
So things are a little bit up in the air. Don't worry, you will hear about this as soon as it is settled.
Exciting, exciting news.
Yes. But so for now, I just want to put it out there that like this might have to change. I have to be a little bit flexible. But for now, I do plan on doing two cocktails per month, one for each full episode. And speaking of cocktails, why don't we take a little break and go fill up our drinks?
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah. And if you're a history nerd or even a history hater, this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the Pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
We're back. Before we go, we just want to say thank you to everyone who has ever written us a written review on Apple Podcasts. They really mean a lot to us. It's very encouraging to see how much people are enjoying the show.
Yeah.
And it also really helps boost us in the rankings so that people can see that people are enjoying the show.
And we get such great reviews,
we do,
too.
We do, yeah.
Really thoughtful. It's not just a bunch of emojis, which is how I review most of my favorite podcasts. Yes.
They really make such a... They brighten our days, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So you'll probably remember, if you listened to the last mini-sode of our last season, that we were running another written review contest for the summer. And we just want to announce our written review contest winners. We have two winners that we're going to announce. Make sure, if you hear your name or your
handle,
yes, your iTunes handle, you need to reach out to us because we have no way to contact you through iTunes.
Yes.
So the first winner is, the name is Miss Krista. Miss Krista wrote, "I found this through hashtag history."
Aw, yay.
I love them. "Now I have subscribed and downloaded every episode. So much interesting information delivered in an engaging and fun way. I love a podcast that makes me wish I could join the conversation. I would totally grab a drink with these two."
Aw, I love that.
Yeah. So make sure you reach out to us, Miss Krista, Ms. and Krista. Thank you.
And the second review that we chose is from screen name Viro, V-I-R-O 11. The title is "The History Education I Needed." This person wrote, "I love learning history the way these two talk about it. Stephanie and Tux find stories about people and events that aren't commonly known, but have huge impacts on how this country has developed. And effed up and progressed and effed up and progressed again. And it has just made it up along the way this whole time. Their conversations stick with me better than any school history lesson because they are experts." Okay, slow down. "They are experts at laying down context and immersing listeners in the eras they're talking about. They also make past events super relatable to the present and make solid connections to how they relate to where we find ourselves today. Also, the drinks sound amazing, and I wish Tux could make them for me."
Oh, if only I could.
Yeah. I am so spoiled, y'all. Like, yeah. I don't make drinks with my own hands. Ew.
If we ever get to the point where we can start doing, like, live shows at a bar, we'll have to have, like, a cocktail that the bar can make.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
Perfect format. Like, us in a bar.
Yeah, totally.
Me falling off a stool on that bar. Just kidding.
Part of the really fun thing that Hashtag History did with their live Podiversary thing was that they had a signature cocktail that went with the event, and they released the recipe for all the participants, so everybody got to drink along.
It was really nice.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you both for writing those amazing reviews. Please do reach out to us, get in touch, and send us your address. And you get to choose whichever merch you want from our shop.
Pick the bag.
The bag is real good. Yeah.
It's so big.
It's great for grocery shopping. Yeah. You can fit so much in it. But you can choose whatever you want of our fancy schmancy merch. We'll let you know what the best options are, or a sort of combination of options, and we'll make it happen for you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Welcome again to season 4.
Season 4. It's going to be a good one.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, it's burr, 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 burr.
Oh.
Okay. Everyone knows that.
Mine is more like Sarah Palin doing gym. It's Alaskan air horns.
Oh, no. Cool. Tim, cut that.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn, on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.